What's up, everybody? Welcome to this latest edition of Straight Shooter with yours truly, Stephen A. Always, I'm coming at you every Wednesday night from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time over the airwaves of SiriusXM POTUS Radio Channel 124 to discuss various things that's on my mind outside of the world of sports, primarily in the world of politics, social commentary, pop culture, that kind of thing. And at the very least, a couple of times a week, I try to do something specifically on my YouTube channel as well. This is one of those times. Because I got something on my mind that I wanted to get off my chest that I didn't want to wait until next Wednesday in order to address. And that is something involving the Reverend Jesse Jackson, who recently passed away at the age of 84 earlier this week. And of course, Mr. Charlie Kirk, who was assassinated last year. You know, one would obviously have nothing to do with the other. One was assassinated. One died at the age of 84 after an illness. And we get that part. But I'm going to tell you why I'm bringing both names up. Because when it comes to Reverend Jesse Jackson, my man Roland Martin posted this on his page. It's made news, but he posted it. And I want to read from what Roland Martin posted, because I think that it's apropos to bring this up. When it comes to him, Roland Martin, unfiltered, reminded everybody of what the breaking news was yesterday. And that is that House Speaker Mike Johnson denied a request from Democrats and the family of Reverend Jesse Jackson Sr. for him to lie in state at the U.S. Capitol, citing a recent rule change that the honor only be reserved for former presidents. In 2005, Rosa Parks became the first and only citizen granted that honor in the rotunda of the U.S. Capitol. In this July 28th, 2020 photo that Roland Martin posted, it showed Reverend Jesse Jackson paying his respects to Representative John Lewis, who lay in state on the east front steps of the Capitol. He was supposed to be in the rotunda, but that was changed due to COVID restrictions. He was the first black lawmaker to lie in state at the Capitol. That was according to Roland Martin. Now, understand that when you have the license to lie in, when you're able to lie in state once you're deceased, in terms of what that actually means, it's a formal rare honor where the coffin of a deceased government official, a military leader, or esteemed citizen is placed in a prominent government building like the U.S. Capitol Rotunda for public viewing. It signifies a high level state-sanctioned and guarded tribute to those that have blessed us with their presence and their contributions to our country, to our society as a whole. Jesse Jackson's family wanted that for him. House Speaker Mike Johnson denied it. My point is, I want to know what the President of the United States has to say about that. I get where Mike Johnson's trying to come from. I'm not buying it. Me personally, I think Reverend Jesse Jackson is worthy of that. But at the very least, he's worthy of something. You are watching and listening to a black man right now who did not always agree with Reverend Jesse Jackson, as he well knew, but yet still have profound respect for the man because of his contribution to the black community and to America as a whole since the late 60s and beyond. He is deemed to be an iconic civil rights figure. Why would you not do this? And if you're not going to allow him to lie in state, at least do something. At least do something. And before I get into the why, and I'm going to address the Charlie Kirk situation in just a second, I want to make sure that we hear from the President of the United States as it pertained to his words upon learning about the passing of Reverend Jesse Jackson. Here's President Donald Trump speaking about Reverend Jesse Jackson upon his passing just a few days ago. Listen up.
I want to begin by expressing our sadness at the passing of a person who I knew very well. Jesse was a piece of work, I want to tell you. He was a piece of work, but he was a good man. He was a real hero, and I just want to pay my highest respects to Reverend Jesse Jackson. He's a good man. Who's actually, as you got to know him, he got better and better all the time. A lot of people, you get to know him, they get worse and worse. Jesse got better and better.
I'm not pointing the finger of blame. I'm not casting any aspersions. I'm just using that as an example to ask myself, and for all of us to ask the question, what is the president going to do to show respect and honor to Jesse Jackson, other than those few words, which, by the way, I appreciated because it was more than he did for Representative Elijah Cummings upon his passing. Or John Lewis, for that matter, because neither were too flattering of him. And the president made it a point to point those things out in terms of not having glowing words to necessarily say about him. Here's why I brought up Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk was assassinated on September 10th of 2025. An assassin's bullet in Utah for the world to see, because it was all over YouTube and what have you. I can't put into words how horrific it was. And to this day, I don't know pretty much most of anything that came out of Charlie Kirk's mouth. I've never really watched him give speeches. I never watched him having these debates on campuses or what have you. So many people, from the African-American community and beyond, that had issues with what he had to say. I'm not here to debate any of that. All I was pointing out at that particular moment in time about Charlie Kirk is that upon the immediate moment of his assassination, that wasn't the time to be criticizing him for the things that he may or may not have said. The man was murdered. He was killed heinously, viciously. And that is that. But the reason I bring him up as it pertains to Jesse Jackson is because I'm asking a simple question. Flags were lowered to half staff when Charlie Kirk was assassinated. He was posthumously awarded a Presidential Medal of Freedom. Upon his death, the official transport was on Air Force Two with Vice President J.D. Vance transporting Kirk's casket back to his home state of Arizona, personally assisting in carrying the casket. Yes, I know they had a personal relationship with one another and they were friends or whatever. Charlie Kirk was not an elected official. He was not a representative. He was not a senator. He was not a former president. He was a very influential figure in the white Christian community, without question. And probably beyond. I'm not here to debate any of that. I'm simply asking the question, if that could be done for him, how come something can't be done for Reverend Jesse Jackson? How come the flags can't be lowered to half staff? Did he not contribute to our society? Was Jesse Jackson perfect? No. But he was my brother. He was a historic, iconic civil rights figure. He was a man that came in third place for the Democratic nominee for the presidency of the United States in 1984. He was in second place for the Democratic nomination for the presidency of the United States in 1988. He preceded Barack Obama. In fact, one would argue if it were not for the efforts of Jesse Jackson, Barack Obama may have never captured the presidency, because we would have never dreamed that a black man could pull that off. These are facts. Like everybody else, Jesse Jackson was not perfect. He had his cynics and he had his critics. And some of them existed within our very, very own community. Some of them were in that room with Trump, when Trump had a bunch of black folks in the White House, I believe it was the East Wing, where he was celebrating Black History Month. But if you're celebrating Black History Month, how are you going to ignore one of our iconic figures involved in black history? See, this is where, if you speak of Mike Johnson, you're being a bit short-sighted and tone-deaf. If you're the GOP, you're being a bit short-sighted and a bit tone-deaf. I'm talking about members of the GOP on Capitol Hill that might have sided with Mike Johnson's decision in this matter. Why does that matter? Because guess what? Once again, you're going to have folks looking at Charlie Kirk. People outside the white Christian community weren't necessarily fans of Charlie Kirk. I don't have a position on him. I didn't know anything about him. I've seen Officer Tatum, who I've gotten to know, that considered him a friend and had profound respect for him. We've heard to Candace Owens and others about their relationship with him. I'm not judging anything or anybody, nor am I speaking in any kind of negative way about Charlie Kirk. He's gone. God rest his soul. I'm not going there. I'm simply making the point that one could argue that Jesse Jackson was a political figure because guess what? He ran for the president not once, but twice for the presidency. Also, he tried to be a shadow senator for D.C. because he was talking about no taxation without representation. Those are political maneuverings. But even if you don't want to go that route, can't fly the flags to half staff. You can't do something that shows that a nation of people should be grateful for his contribution to the United States of America. Hey, there's a lot of people that obviously didn't want the change and the hope that he was spewing about and coveting and aspiring for. But there were millions who did. Black folks make up 13.6% of this population in this country. Don't we matter? The vast majority of us appreciate the good that he did and what his intent was, even when his actions ultimately didn't necessarily reflect what his intentions may have been. Nobody's perfect. I'm sure that if you talk to an abundance of people, whether it's the African-American community or beyond, they weren't always speaking glowingly of Charlie Kirk. They didn't always feel that way about him. The president didn't care. The vice president didn't care because they knew what he meant to millions of people within the white Christian community and beyond in all likelihood. And they respected that along with their personal affections for him. Well, what are our people's personal affection for Jesse Jackson? What about a Democratic Party rife with representatives on Capitol Hill in both the House and the Senate that have respect for his contribution to America? There's something wrong in our society if we're just going to sit up there and verbalize a few words on his behalf in front of black folks during Black History Month to make it feel good, but the Speaker of the House is denying a certain level of recognition that he may deserve. And we got no problems with it, but Presidential Medals of Freedom awarded posthumously and the vice president carrying somebody's casket home and flags being lowered to half staff is taking place for somebody that was never an elected official. I want to emphasize before I end this by saying people can have whatever feelings they want about Charlie Kirk. I know nothing. I didn't follow Turning Point USA. I didn't pay attention to it. I never watched one of his debates. I don't know what the man said. I just saw how people reacted upon his passing and recognized it and recognized the fact that this was a very influential figure. I get it. But Jesse Jackson's record, his history in fighting on behalf of the desolate and disenfranchised, the underprivileged, the minorities within this country, speak for itself. This segment here is not to denigrate Charlie Kirk or anybody who supports him or anything like that. That's not where I'm going. I'm simply making the point that if we did all of that for him, we could do something along those lines for Reverend Jesse Jackson. No matter what critics and cynics may feel, no matter what they could point to cast aspersions upon him, it doesn't negate the fact that he made a contribution in a positive fashion to the lives of millions upon millions of people in this country who are American citizens who respect and loved him. We did it for Rosa Parks. As I pointed out earlier, you may not have to have Reverend Jesse Jackson lying in state. You may not have to appease his family members or the Democratic Party in that regard. But when you consider the multitude of things that were done to show deference, respect, and honor to Charlie Kirk, despite what many people in America may have felt about him negatively, while there were just as many, if not more, who felt positively about him, you could do something similar to honor Jesse Jackson. That is, of course, assuming you care, not just about him, his family, but a vast majority of American citizens out there who appreciate his contribution to our lives. You could do that, assuming you care. And if you don't care, maybe this falls in line with the level of trepidation, if not cynicism, that gets attached to minorities in this country who look at the majority and say, you really don't give a shit about us and what we feel and what we think. You did it for Charlie Kirk. You could do something for Jesse Jackson. That's all I'm saying. Because it ain't about what you feel, if you're the president or the vice president, or you're a pundit on the Republican side, or you're one of the House or Senate members of the GOP. It ain't about you. It's about millions of people who may feel otherwise, who are American citizens, who've been here through the trials and tribulations and know what he means to us. Just food for thought. Food for thought. Stephen A. signing off. See y'all next week. Be safe. Peace and love.